Good evening, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? I'm your host, Donna Paige Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady. I hope you're having a great Sunday, and I am so glad you joined me this evening. We've had just a little delay due to server problems, but to no avail, we will go on anyway. Now, I am also the owner of Paige's Etiquette Seminars, a company that specializes in personal and professional development training. Some of the topics include business etiquette, such as everyday office etiquette, dining skills, character education, and self-esteem, only to name a few. The web address is www.pagesetiquette.com. Again, www.pagesetiquette.com. Page with an I and etiquette with a Q. PAIGESETIQUETTE.com. You may also purchase one of my books, either What is Etiquette Anyway? Or What is Executive Etiquette Anyway? Or an array of other etiquette and self-esteem building products. I always like to start this show by answering the question, what is etiquette anyway? And telling you a little about the origin of the word. Now, not only is etiquette a fancy word for manners, but it is simply a set of rules of behavior. By using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. Now, the word itself, the word etiquette, comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Now, Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. And, of course, these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. Now, remember the word etiquette comes from a French word meaning ticket. And a lot of times it's really common for people to say etiquette. And that's perfectly normal because the Q does make the qu sound. However, if you remember that this word comes from ticket, once you say the word etiquette slowly, you'll hear yourself say ticket, etiquette. So from now on, there will be no excuse to mispronounce the word etiquette. Now, today's show will be somewhat of an open forum, and, of course, we'll discuss some of your etiquette pet peeves. What really gets on your nerves when it comes to inappropriate behavior? This can be behavior you've observed while shopping, at work, at school, or whatever the case may be. So call in right now, and let's talk about it. The number is area code 347-324-3295. And I see we do have some callers. Let's go to our first caller. Hello? Hello, caller, can you hear me? Hello, caller? Let me see if I can pick up the next caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hi. Welcome
hi.
To What is Etiquette Anyway? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Great. Please tell me what's your name and what is one of your pet peeves?
Yes, my name is Lisa Donahue, and my pet peeve is when I go out with someone at a restaurant and they have bad table manners.
Oh, man. I'm sure probably everybody out there listening can second that emotion. Give us some examples of just what really gets on your nerves.
For instance, when someone talks with their mouth full.
Is that a little disgusting or what?
Very.
Very disgusting. It is so important because oftentimes, even when I'm teaching the dining skills classes, you know, even with children, I always say, you know, please don't talk with food in your mouth because some of that stuff may fall out, and who wants to see that chewed up stuff in your mouth? What else? Have you ever seen anyone just kind of have a little mishap when, you know, speaking with their mouth full or probably can't even understand what they're saying?
Yes, yes.
What do you think about that?
It's very annoying.
It is quite annoying. Absolutely. Absolutely. Any other table manners that you really you hate to see?
Let's see. Another one is when someone have their elbows on the table.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And we were supposed to learn that pretty early that it is definitely inappropriate to have your elbows on the table. And I'm pretty sure when you grew up that you were taught that and probably had your elbows hit if you had them on the table. What about that?
Yes. Yes, my mother was very adamant against that, yes.
Yeah, that's great. And especially old school, you know, a lot of times say, okay, I'm old school and I'm an old school girl, I'm an old school parent, and I just believe in just appropriate behavior. And we can, I'm sure, go on and on about different types of table manners, blunders, or pet peeves, if you will. You said your name was Lisa. Where are you calling from, Lisa?
I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan.
All right, Detroit. Wonderful, wonderful. So glad to have you calling us. And
Thank you.
If you were to ask someone, or if you were to give someone some advice on appropriate table manners, what do you think you would tell them? And here's a chance for you to tell them the ones that you've observed that really, you know, is annoying and gets on your nerves. Just think, you can tell them all right now.
Well, basically, I try to be polite and not to demean anyone, but mm-hmm. I would highly suggest them to read your book.
Oh, absolutely. Which one? Which one? Do you have one of those?
Yes, I do.
Oh, great. Great. Which one do you have, or do you have both? Or
I have both, but I love the one, well, I love both of them, but I like What Is Executive Etiquette Anyway.
Hmm. Okay, great. Great, and of course that talks about building relationships in the workplace and
mm-hmm.
sort of everyday office manners and just a lot of those things that a lot of people, you know, say that it's just common sense. But unfortunately, as we all sort of find out, that common sense anymore is not so common. So it's important. Well, I thank you so much for reading and enjoying a copy of that book. That's great. And what you said earlier, yes, we always do want to be polite. And I say oftentimes that, you know, even if we're correcting someone or if we disagree with someone, it's very important to, you know, to be polite. And there's never a reason to be rude, even when correcting someone. And I think back in the older days, or I guess we were growing up, it was kind of heard of as killing it with kindness.
Okay.
And so it's always, it is nice, certainly nice to be polite, period, but especially when you're either, you know, reprimanding or, you know, just correcting someone in general. And so that's wonderful. How's the weather up there in Detroit?
Bone-chilling cold.
It is.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, we have a cold spell going on here.
Wow.
But we're survivors.
Yeah, well, absolutely, absolutely. I think you guys have had a pretty mild winter so far. So
yes.
So now it's time for winter weather, and then it'll be over in a flash. It was a little windy here today, but in Atlanta it's a little windy, but it's
okay.
Comfortable outside. But I want to thank you so much for calling in, and please do call us again.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, great. Have a good day here.
You too. Bye bye.
All right, thanks. Bye bye. Let's see if we can get our next caller. Hello, caller, can you hear me? Hello? Hello, caller, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Well, hi. How are you? Welcome to What Is Etiquette Anyway? If you would, just tell me your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Denise Harding. I'm calling from Lithonia, Georgia.
Oh, great. Great. How are you this evening?
I am doing wonderful.
Wonderful.
I am so happy to hear that someone is doing etiquette And I think etiquette is a good thing for all of us, not only the small children, but also for adults.
Yes, yes, great, great. Thank you so much for that. And it is, you're absolutely right. Etiquette is for everyone. A lot of times people say, well, you know, these kids are out of control and they need better manners. But, of course, the true fact is it's not just the kids that are out of control. But
absolutely.
If you want, tell us about some of your pet peeves.
Well, actually, I work in retail.
Mm-hmm.
And when I go shopping or go into a place where you're being served,
mm-hmm.
The thing that bothers me most right now with this generation of service, meaning the younger service, is instead of them being attentive to their customers,
mm-hmm.
they're more involved with each other. In other words, they're standing and they're talking as they're serving you, whether it's in a restaurant or in a retail environment. And that is one of the things that I really have a hard time dealing with when I'm in a place. And normally I would leave.
Mhm. Mhm. That is so, so very important. And unfortunately, we see this happening more often than not. And generally, you know, especially when we're talking about customer service, I've also lately heard the term customer no service. I think Clark Howard refers to it as customer no service, and that is just simply just what it says. You just really, you know, you're not getting very much service anymore, and oftentimes companies don't realize that what sets them apart is their customer service, you know, and especially since, you know, we're in, we're in such a microwave fast food hurry up and I want it and it's all about me society. So that's very important. And with you being in retail, what are some of the things that, especially if you see some of your employees doing, you know, how do you correct them? What's the best way to correct them so that they understand? And a lot of times they are, you know, they're younger and it's like, okay, they should know, but the fact is they don't. So what's a real good way to kind of correct them and help them to understand why, you know, customer service is important to the customers and, you know, they're not necessarily shopping themselves when they're interacting with their peers or their
Actually,
coworkers.
One of the things that I do, being in the business, I do as I approach or as I see some of these things going on, I wait until they're finished with their customer to talk with them, bring them over to the side and talk with them about how to do it differently or better. This has worked a lot, and I also train them in small groups as I have time on the sales floor. It's important in retail when you're there serving customers, they're spending their money, that you have employees who are, first of all, respectful and, you want people who are working in your environment to actually like what they're doing and have fun. So for me, I do take them to the side and talk with them about how they could do that particular sale or deal with that customer better.
Mm-hmm.
And it does work. A lot of times they say that I didn't realize how I was approaching the customers, or I didn't know that was, you know, that there was, you know, necessarily a better way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, pulling them to the side, I think is a good way to help them. It's small training. They're not embarrassed in front of anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I do it.
That's great. That is very, very good. And a lot of times, you know, especially the younger people, there's some older ones that need the extra coaching, but it just sounds like, you know, you're very good at coaching and trying to help them. And, you know, like you said, a lot of times their reply is, you know, they didn't realize it, and that helps them. And, of course, ultimately that helps the customers. Well, thank you so much, Denise, for calling in. I appreciate your call. Thank you so much for listening. And I'm going to see, we have another caller. If you can either remain with us, would you like to remain with us, and I can pull our other caller in?
Yes, that'll be
okay.
Fine. And thank you, Don. I do have both of your books. They're really great.
Great. Thank you so much. Let's see who we have on the other line here. Hello, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, Donna, this is Rainey.
Hi, Rainey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. It is so wonderful to hear your voice. Say hello to Denise. She's on with us as well.
Hi, Denise. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks. I'm glad that Donna had this new show right now, and all the people hopefully can hear her talking about the etiquette and the business environment, because for me it's really important, and I had experienced some difficulties, and it's really great that the people can hear something, and perhaps they can look into her books.
Wonderful. Tell me, if you will, Rainey, where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Bulgaria.
Wonderful. How exciting. How exciting. Have you enjoyed your time here since you've moved here?
Yes, I've already been like 4 years in the United States, and I've been experiencing different etiquettes and different standards, and the people are pretty different in every part of the United States.
Yeah.
And comparing with Europe, it's a whole total world different for me.
Sure. Tell me one of your pet peeves.
I just wanted to share, like, probably mostly my pet is in the business environment, in the office,
mm-hmm.
and something that I have noticed is the people sometimes don't say hello, how are you, you know, like good morning, like simple stuff that you're expecting in a business environment and can, you know, improve your day. And also, there are very rare cases where the people are saying thank you. And I think that's a really important part of not only like customer service, but, you know, just a business relationship.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that just shows you that, you know, this is occurring everywhere, you know, throughout the United States and the rest of the world as well. And it's just, you know, it's just so nice to be nice, and unfortunately, you and Denise as well, I'm sure you probably, I know a lot of times when I go out and I experience positive or good customer service, it's like I'm stopped.
I know. It's incredible, and it's increasing. That's really sad.
Right. And a lot of times I'll make an extra effort to tell them thank you so much, and then sometimes I'll even email the company back. And especially if someone just offered just wonderful, wonderful customer service. And so all of you out there know that customer service is very important. And if you work in the customer, you know, industry, make sure you're very conscious of providing good customer service. It is just very important. And once again, as I said earlier, you know, great customer service really sets your company, your place of business, your organization, it really sets it apart. And it is so, so very important.
Actually, Donna, that is correct with you emailing the company
mm-hmm.
and telling how great that person was. That is a good reinforcer for the company to hear good things about the employees, and it also gives that employee something to feel good about.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, I agree with you as well.
It is very important. So, you know, a lot of times people may complain or they may, you know, produce feedback when it's negative, but it's also important to do it,
mm-hmm.
you know, when it's positive
yeah.
as well. Well, ladies, I want to thank you so much once again for calling. We are running out of time, unfortunately. Our time was cut short because there was a delay, there was a server delay, and but we will be here again next Sunday. Our show will also air on Thursdays. Please check our website, which is www.pagesetiquette.com, www.pages with an I, and etiquette with a Q, PAIGESETIQUETTE.com. And once again, you can actually contact us as well at 404-299-7509, 404-299-7509. It's been wonderful, wonderful talking with you today. I want to thank my callers, one originally from Bulgaria, Detroit. So people are calling from different areas, and we're real excited. And, of course, that's confirmation and just simply knowing that etiquette is very important around the world. It's just simply nice to be nice. And let me remind you that, just on a personal note, if you would, just simply feel good about yourself, be considerate of others, and be the best you can be. And always remember, it is just simply nice to be nice. Once again, you've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? What is Etiquette Anyway? We've been discussing some of your etiquette pet peeves, some of the things that really get on your nerves. Hopefully, you've heard some solutions to some of those pet peeves. And, of course, we heard about, you know, just making sure even when we're correcting and when we're reprimanding to be nice doing it. It is very, very important. Just simply remember there is never, never a reason to be rude or never an excuse to be rude. Always remember it's nice to be nice. Once again, you have been listening this evening to What is Etiquette Anyway? We hope that we've had an opportunity to enlighten you. Feel free to call us, to email us, check the website. Take care. Good night.
Hello and welcome to What's Etiquette Anyway. I'm your host, Donna Kate Bryan, also known as Etiquette. I am so glad you have joined me today. We are going to have a wonderful time talking about etiquette. We're going to discuss the actually what etiquette is, as well as where it comes from. We're going to talk about common